Oh, yeah, it's Life on the Outside. Today is December 31st, 2009. This is the Harry Thomas Show Year in Review. I'm your host, Harry Thomas. The website is located at harrythomas.info. I want to thank everyone for supporting this show throughout the whole year. I want to thank everyone who listens today. And I'm going to do a recap of the stuff that has been covered on this show throughout the year. But first, before I get into that, I want to talk about what's going on and what we are facing going on into the year 2010. And this year was a big year at the beginning of the year. Everyone was very, in the country, was very hopeful with Obama getting in. They thought they were going to start seeing real change, even though all along, people like myself and people who listen to the show knew that there wasn't going to be much change. We've seen a lot of things develop in 2009. It's been a real hard year for the InfoWar. This show has found a lot of support over at 12160.org, a social network full of InfoWar warriors that are just resisting the New World Order the best that we can. And I've joined forces with Fearless Broadcasting. We got Life on the Outside, a new show that I am doing, a topic presentation video show. And there's a lot of good stuff happening over there. We got a lot of different shows going on. And the social network itself is just proof that there is growing resistance against the New World Order. And it's been a heck of a year. I think we've learned a lot. I remember years ago this movement in its infancy, and you know, we've grown. We're in adolescence. 2009 was definitely a full year of adolescence. I think we've had some victories. I think that we've taken some shots by the New World Order also. But I think most importantly, I think there's an overall awareness that we are growing, that the movement is gaining momentum. It's moving into the right direction, and that we need to start growing up too, you know, and we need to put our adolescence differences beside our little bickering about this and that and this and that, and we have to come together and start growing up as a force against the New World Order. I think we've been seeing a lot of that going on this year, and next year we're going to be faced with a lot of stuff because the global government structure is in place now. And now the globalists are going to start implementing it. And that's when we're going to see resistance. And as because we are growing up as a movement now, the truth movement, we're starting to invade the mainstream. And this has been happening for a long time. I mean, take for instance, conspiracy theory, Jesse Ventura's new show that came out this year. Bringing hard issues of HAARP. Mind control, 9/11, global warming, secret societies, exposing the Bilderberg Group, and all kinds of stuff. And we're seeing people now in the mainstream on cable TV like Daniel Estebaum, Jim Tucker, Alex Jones, Stanley Montelief, all kinds of people. Now is the time that we have to start growing up. We don't have the luxury of a long childhood here when it comes to fighting the New World Order because they're so advanced in their agenda. And the one weakness that they have, and they fully know well that they have it, but they don't want you to know it, and that's the power of the people. It is true. It is absolutely true. It's been said by many. And when we start shouting about stuff, we've seen it in 2009, them back away from their agenda. And we've seen it over the years. When we start raising our voices and we start getting the information out to people, we see the New World Order's agenda slow. We see them backtrack. They have to step back. That is the power that we have. That's why they want to cull the herd. That's why they want to thin us out. And they're pushing for drastic population reduction measures. And that's why we're in the fight. That's why we are in the fight. You know, and it doesn't matter what radio personality does this and what one does it at. As long as we're bickering amongst ourselves about non-issues, then we're really just defeating ourselves. You know, I think as we grow up and as this movement matures, and I've seen it myself over the years, you know, we are starting to get the direction that we need. And we're starting to get the focus we need. We're focusing in on the enemy and we're dropping the big information bombs. Okay. And we're getting active in our communities and we're waking our communities up. And as we get thrust into their agenda for world government, which is the UN chief warned us that if they sign this treaty that they set up in Copenhagen, and he said mid-2010, we got about 6 months to start getting the word out about this stuff, these devious plots against humanity. And like I said, we don't have the luxury of a long childhood, but we have grown. And I do show, I have seen that we do have the backbone, we do have the gut, we do have the heart to stand up against this tyranny, against this genocide that we've seen unfold. And I want to wish all of my friends that I've gotten to know over this past year over at 12160.org a very happy new year, and I'm looking very much forward to joining you in fighting the new world order in the new year. And we have got a lot of work ahead of us, but like I said, we are moving in the right direction. And as these mainstream television shows like Jesse Ventura and stuff, and as the message, I mean, we're shouting as loud as we can. So it isn't but a amount of time before our voices are leaking out into the mainstream public. And that's what we're seeing here. I mean, they can't stop us. And that's why they're accelerating their agenda so quickly. But as we see these rise in numbers, we're going to start seeing people coming in to the movement, all right? And we have to understand that what we're in is an awakening process, and we're here just really to help each other get strong, stay strong, learn how to survive, and learn how to fight this evil that is attacking us. And I very much wish everybody a happy new year and look forward to joining you in the fight. Now, we started out 2009. The election, the presidential elections were just over, and everybody was hopeful that Obama was going to come in and have real change. And then we've seen where the change didn't come, and the public support is now waning, and people are actually starting to wake up to the left-right fraud paradigm. So we've got that in our armory to use to our advantage. And we've seen at the beginning of the year all kinds of war crimes in Gaza, Israel guilty of this. We've seen Henry Kissinger come out and announce that Obama is the perfect person to bring in the new world order. And we had all kinds of coverage on that. Jack Van Impe even covered that by saying that Obama was going to be the leader of the new world order. And this is according to the Bilderberg Group and Kissinger. And he was talking about inside information that he had. You know, and then we started seeing Obama continue the globalist agenda. We've seen the police abuse epidemic continue. And then we have all these incidences where you can feel that they need to have some more government-sponsored terrorism to complete their final workings of their agenda. And we've seen these kind of false flags before. And I do believe that it's only us, the people, that have been screaming about it and pointing out all these false flag incidences that is stopping them from pulling off something big enough that they can move ahead full force into setting up martial law and a police state here at home. You know, and we've seen the mind control agenda where Cheney's was in the media setting up Obama in anticipation of another terrorist attack, saying that if they don't continue the war strategy from the Bush administration and stuff, that we're going to become vulnerable to terrorism. We've seen U.S. troops in black helicopters invade New Orleans, dropping bombs. You know, it startled residents, you know. And then we started seeing documents and stuff from FEMA and sources from FEMA confirming that they're setting up martial law in America, that all the makings is in place. You understand what I'm saying? That's the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And they're putting the final touches on a plan that would see martial law declared in the United States with various scenarios anticipated as triggers. And like I said, that could be a natural disaster. Could be a swine flu pandemic. It could be a domestic uprising. It could be a market crash, an economic. All kinds of stuff can come into play. You know, and we know that pastors and stuff are on the FEMA payroll. And we know that church organizations are refusing to divulge if they are on the payroll. So we know there's a secretive thing. You know, we've talked about InfraGuard, where they have corporations and stuff getting information when it regards to martial law and stuff before the public. Where some have reported that they have the license to kill during martial law if they feel someone is a threat to what they call national security, which is what I call their control grid for tyranny. So, you know, as the year come in, we've seen Obama continue the illegal CIA renditions. So they're up to their, you know, old nasty good again. You know, up to their old nasty tricks again. And this all, you know, has to do with how the left and the right, they work together. You got Cheney over here threatening us, and then you got the other side going along with it because of threats. Meanwhile, it's just the same agenda continuing. And it's all just a horse and pony show for everyone watching in the controlled media. And again, as we knew, Obama and Biden protected the Bush administration criminals. So everybody's getting a pass. Nobody's going to get held accountable for nothing. No war crimes, no violations of the Constitution, anything. Treason, nothing. The telecommunication companies are going to get away with their spying and everything else. And then what we started seeing develop earlier in the year is this Obama worship. And we seen it where people were just chanting Obama, yes we can, all the jokes along the thing with the same kind of jargon, you know, yes we're gonna, yes we can, all this stuff. And then we seen school children complaining, actually, that teachers were pushing Obama, had big pictures of Obama in their classrooms. We've seen videos where the kids are dressed up in uniforms, you know, chanting about Obama. It was just incredible. Incredible. We've seen a lot of that. You know, and we know that the state is brainwashing the children to re-educate their parents for a green dictatorship. And we've seen that unfold in 2009 also. You know, we've seen where Al Gore was telling the kids to question their parents' climate beliefs. All other kinds of propaganda. You know, we've seen the cops out of control, tasering mothers in front of their kids for going 5 miles over the speed limit. We've seen a cop punch a woman in the face 4 times during arrest for riding a bike. And that was in Philadelphia. We've seen the police state in Pennsylvania at the G20. We'll get into that later on in the year. But, you know, we've seen cops just out of control. Ramming cars, forcing the driver with kids off the road for no reason. I mean, very questionable stuff. People attacking ambulance drivers, pulling over ambulances. And back in February, we did see, at the end of January, actually, we did see former President Jimmy Carter calling for support for a new 9/11 investigation. So we are starting to see some information about 9/11 start seeping its way in, you know, and we've seen more counter-terrorism experts and former high-level officials slam the war on terror and question 9/11. Then we started seeing states start declaring their sovereignty from the federal government. And what a great movement that is. And that was, you know, the state's starting to see all this tyranny. And they're saying, you know, you're not going to push martial law on our state. You're not, you know, you can't tell us what to do. We're sovereign, you know. It all comes down to sovereignty. And these globalists want to destroy sovereignty. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's part of the agenda. And then we started seeing Obama stimulus plans for the bankers, and we're going to bail out the bankers. And Newsweek coming out with the front page that we're all socialists now. And whatever happened? Has any problems been solved by all that money that was given to the bankers? No. All they do is been calling for more and more bailouts. We've seen reports where they're militarizing the police departments with your bailout money. So, you know, so this is some of it, what's going on. Plus, there's all kinds of stuff that was left over now that Obama's just doing whatever he wants. He's paying off campaigns. He's using it for more propaganda. And we continued to see in 2009 an attack on gun rights. Mississippi passed legislation protecting gun owners during martial law, which was good news. Because they want to, you know, they want the Americans' guns. Once they can get our guns and stuff, that's it. Checkmate. They're moving right forward with the New World Order plan. And the gun owners of America, one of the better lobby groups for gun rights, reported February 15, 2009, that pork bailout bill could ban guns for millions of Americans. So it's in the legislation. You know, the administration themselves, most of the people are on the record that they're all for gun control. Most of the time, they're just arguing about how they're going to present the plans to the public and get it passed. Democrats use stimulus as a cover for more gun control. Canadian Free Press was reporting on this also. And that's what they do. They hide it in these spending bills and stuff. And they're like, well, you want to support the troops, don't you? But what's all this other pork in there? You know, we really do need to take back Washington. They are out of control, doing whatever they want. But yeah, we've seen a lot of gun legislation put in at the beginning of the year and stuff that's been continuing. And then we started seeing these exercises where they're, the Iowa National Guard was practicing gun confiscation. You know, and that's not the only place they had them. In Texas, they had them all over the country this year, these exercises preparing for martial law. So we've seen a lot of preparation early on for martial law and continuing on throughout the year. And then, back in March, at the beginning of March, we've seen Gordon Brown come out talking about his global New Deal. The Obama deception hit the streets, which really started waking a lot of people up to the left-right fraud and to the agenda of the New World Order. That went viral, that movie, and if you haven't seen that, get over to harrythomas.info. It's on the front page. Check it out for yourself. Very good information in that film. And then we seen something that was just totally, totally crazy. We seen headlines that read, live avian bird flu found in vaccine sent out to 18 countries by Baxter International. And yes, you've got that right. Baxter International. And this stuff goes against total protocol. Total protocol of any laboratory that is handling them kind of bioweapon materials. Scientists said that it's impossible for you to accidentally put live avian bird flu in a vaccine. And they sent it out to 18 countries. Some Czechoslovakians tested it on a ferret, which is standard procedure. And the ferret died. They said, whoa, that's not supposed to happen. And then they found that it had live avian bird flu. Now, this can mutate, cause pandemics. You know what I'm saying? And then later on in the year, Baxter gets awarded by the World Health Organization the contract to make the swine flu vaccine, because we started seeing this Mexican swine flu appear. But not only you know, that was happening in Mexico. We've seen the continuation of total corruption on the borders over there. Shots fired on American Border Patrol. We've seen corruption on both sides of the aisle. We've seen Mexican drug lords basically just running wild in the streets. Beheadings, all kinds of cruel behavior. And not only that, total pure corruption. And later on that month, we seen tax day tea parties all over the country. And I did participate that. Passed out Obama deception DVDs to Syracuse police, to feds, to the media, everybody. Everybody, you could check out the YouTube channel where I also was able to sit down with a former congressional candidate here in Syracuse area, David Gay, who was very active in the Ron Paul campaign, and he was running on that platform. He was also a speaker at the Tea Party event, and after his speech, I was able to sit down and talk to him about things like the MIAC report that came out, that the DHS reports that were labeling returning veterans, people in the Patriot Movement, anyone who talks about the New World Order, anyone who's against the UN, saying that they are a domestic terror threat. And you can check that out at the YouTube channel, Harry Thomas Info. You know, and then as this swine flu came out, we started seeing this hysteria about it coming up everywhere. Everywhere. And it progressed throughout the year. And it's continuing on into 2010, where now it seems like they're just trying to push these vaccines on everybody. You know, and these vaccines are very nasty. They can contain thimerosal, which is a form of mercury that destroys your brain and stuff. Causes all kinds of side effects. Squalene. I encourage you to check it out for yourself. And the 2009-2010 swine flu fact sheet is also, it's a flyer, a two-page flyer that you can print out and give out to people in your neighborhood to inform them the facts about it. It is available right there at the front page of HarryThomas.info. We've seen them pushing through the Mandatory National Service Act. We've seen them going flip-flop back and forth, setting up stuff for global currency, which we've seen throughout the years. It's really no surprise, but we are starting to see patterns develop where China and other countries are getting itchy. They are moving away from investing in any kind of U.S. Debt, and that's really what we have to offer now is U.S. debt. And if they ever really revealed the number as factual to the people, we'd realize that we are beyond broke, and we have been living way above our means for too long. We have to start facing our problems. Get rid of this Federal Reserve. You know, where Ron Paul gained a lot of support this year in his quest to audit the Fed. And you can find more information about Ron Paul's campaign for liberty at campaignforliberty.com. And we've seen Ron Paul on Freedom Watch, which is Fox News' basement show where they hide the judge Napolitano, where he talks about constitutional issues, freedom and liberty. And, you know, Ron Paul is an excellent source. He's a congressman in Congress, former presidential candidate. He has some sound economic advice, and he's also a doctor. So he's someone in Congress that you can rely upon, and I would say would be one of the most honest representatives in Washington that we do have. We've seen this interesting news come out in March of 2009 where Seymour Hersh, an award-winning journalist, exposed some White House assassination rings run by Dick Cheney in the White House. Very interesting stuff. And it has ties linking to answering some serious questions about Benazir Bhutto's assassination in Pakistan. And then we continued to see the eugenics program moving along, where there was a reports of a VA hospital exposed thousands of veterans to HIV and hepatitis through improper procedures. Horrible stuff. And they were beefing up the gun control in Albany with Albany's ammo ban, passing legislation in Albany, New York, that would ban certain kinds of ammo, where you can buy ammo, that you have to, you know, what they want to do is you have to have ID to buy ammo and stuff. So either way, they're going to register you, whether it be by gun or ammo. Stuff that you need to watch out for, because our liberty is under attack. We've seen where out in California, where they were practicing conditioning by taking homeless people and forcing them into government programs. And a lot of information got out this year about vaccine dangers. And I want to applaud everybody in the movement that really pulled together. I mean, because it really shows that when we do come together on an issue as a one solid force, we can get awareness out there. And we did see a lot of people not take it. You know, we're far from winning the fight in this one. But like I said, it's a little victory for us. We did educate the public. A lot of people who would have rushed out and got vaccines didn't do it because of the information, you know, that we pulled together and got out to everybody that we could, our friends, our family, because it's a domino effect. When you take this show and you share it with your friends, and maybe some of their friends share it with their friends, you know, and you have a dozen, two dozen, 100, 200, you know, if we can get our numbers up of everybody doing that, we will grow beyond and fast. Beyond your wildest imagination. And I do see the tides turning. I see us heading into that direction going into 2010. And luckily enough, because we have a lot of horrors to face. You know, they're putting, we've seen pharmaceuticals in the water. They've got the fluoride in the water. GMO in our crops. All the preservatives and nasty heavy metals, everything else that we're ingesting is causing disease. It's fueling their pharmaceutical and medical empire. You understand what I'm saying? The New World Order has their claws in every part of society. Every single part of it. And the more that we learn about this as a community, the more we see the dangers of their ultimate goals. And then the more that we unify up against it. And so it's very important to educate people and not just demean people because, you know, because they're in a different part of the process. Because we're all in a different part of the process, you know. I'm sick of being ridiculed. You know what I'm saying? It's time we grew up and put our petty differences aside and move forward, because I do see some good things on the horizon. I do see that we are going to be able to, if we do band together and we get serious, we can slow their agenda down in 2010 and hopefully move forward in a more positive direction in 2011. And we have to resist what they want. They want a violent revolt. They've been pushing for a violent revolt since they created the counterculture back in the 60s and the civil rights movement. They've been destroying the family with feminism and everything else. And the poison that's on TV, shaping people's ideas, inserting suggestion. It's called mind control. It's a scientific dictatorship. They've studied long and hard and continue to study what makes people tick and what they can do to manipulate people into doing and thinking the way they want. And we've seen back in April the G20 announcing their new world order. And they just came right out and just said, this is it. This is a new world order. You know, no more denying that the new world order exists. You know, and please don't hop on that bandwagon that there's a good new world order and a bad one. Because you're just falling into the false left-right paradigm again. You understand what I'm saying? If you think that you're going to have a voice in any kind of a new world order, then you really are sadly mistaken. And I just encourage you to keep studying who the enemy is. Because when you really start focusing in on who the enemy is, what they've been doing, what they say they've been doing, and watching it unfold, you can really see evil at work. You know, and they do this in the dark of night. And believe me, any kind of ideas that are promoting that, I call it New Age. I don't say that, I don't think that's a Christian term at all. What is one group's utopia is another group's bondage. And that's really how it goes. We're never going to find any solutions that way. Sovereignty is the key to our freedom. That's where the bloodshed throughout history has come from, in a fight to keep sovereignty and freedom that comes with that. And that is resistance to a global government and resistance to the eugenics plan. Because, you know, that's what's going on. It's a scientific dictatorship, and it is eugenics. Population reduction, disease, nothing but heartbreak, and nothing but an attack on humanity. And part of this is chemtrails. We've seen the continuing reports in 2009 of chemtrails all over the place. We've seen where Obama just came out and said they're geoengineering the planet, and now that they have admitted that they've been doing this since the late 90s, I think it was 1996, I believe, or something like that, and they're just full out admitting it, and they're spraying barium and everything else into the air. Stuff that weakens, that helps weaken the immune system. And they're saying it's for global warming. When scientists are saying it's actually having an opposite effect, that it's actually heating up the planet. And it's all part of this new green scientific dictatorship that so many people have fallen prey to. Also, in April of 2009, we started seeing the continuing reports about FEMA setting up for martial law, where they're planning for mass graves, and that the U.S. bought, what was it, millions and millions of these plastic coffins, and then they were doing surveys around the country. One got leaked that I know about in New York, where they were surveying cemeteries trying to see which ones could fit the most amount of people during a national disaster or a pandemic. You know, and that coupled with the big scare of the swine flu that was continuing throughout the year really had people on edge. It really had people on edge, and it really did start bringing up the question of FEMA camps. Why were these being set up? Why are they there? Why are the coffins? Why all this stuff being set up for martial law? And here is another example of how the truth movement took the helms, got together, and got the information out to people, and people started questioning it. And we forced our voices to be heard in the mainstream again, even though that we were attacked with straw man and everything else, especially on the Glenn Beck show, where they always have straw man. It's a CIA-run media empire, really, all of them are, CNN, all of them. Hollywood, most of the writers in Hollywood are from CIA, and they're setting an agenda. It's not the trends, Hollywood are following the trends. The trends are coming through mind control. They place this stuff very subtly, you know, and you think it's harmless, but the seeds are being planted every time you turn on that TV. Frank Zappa was right. It's a tool of industry and government to rule and regulate you. And then, you know, these reports continued to start coming out. You had Missouri, the Virginia Fusion Center, the right-wing extremism report coming out of Department of Homeland Security, or what I like to call the new Gestapo, the U.S. Gestapo. And they were just branding everybody. Anyone who followed Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, and if you had stickers on your car for freedom or anything, you know, you talk about a one world government, that you are a terrorist threat. And they've been militarizing the police for years, and now they're setting up it's part of mind control. Mind control is deep, and it covers a lot of stuff. And this kind of training, programming of the police that we are the enemy. And we've seen this continue on. And then we also seen positive responses in response to that. Where I've always said, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. And that reaction came in the form of Oath Keepers. We started seeing Oath Keepers come up on the scene and take a stand for law enforcement and military to continue to honor their constitutional oaths and to educate people about what that oath means and what the Constitution means. And they were standing up in support of the 10th Amendment states' rights movement and saying, no, we were, you know, the buck stops here. And we've had great sheriffs stand up around the country. You can check out sheriffmack.com. Richard Mack is his name. Do a Google search. I mean, that guy is an honorable American hero. He's a true patriot. And we've seen him and a bunch of others coming out and just standing up for freedom and saying, you know, no, we are not going to execute the orders of the New World Order. And that's exactly what it comes down to. The New World Order is depending on the military and the police to execute their orders of tyranny. And if the military and the police do not stand up for the Constitution and the rights of the people and stand up actually for the common good of the people of what they're supposed to be, peace officers, peacekeepers, not war makers, and not this police abuse epidemic that we've been seeing with these tasers and everything else. But I also did put out an open letter to law enforcement, all law enforcement and military. You can find that on the front page at harrythomas.info. Check that out. Circulate that high and wide, you know. We have to get the word out about this. We have to get and reach out to our police, our military, our fire department, all of the power structure out there. And let them know what's up, because they're the ones that are going to be executing these unconstitutional orders. I mean, and we're going to take a look at what happened in Pittsburgh at the G20 summit later on in 2009. So moving on, there was a lot of stuff going on about swine flu. I gave a comprehensive report on the swine flu scare, and that's exactly what it was, a hoax. Trying to get people and seeing how many people were going to take it, what they could get away with, you know, how far they could do to set up the structure for martial law, to set up the mindset for mandatory vaccinations. And it was all just a data collecting campaign to see what they're going to have to do next time to further their agenda. I mean, they're very patient. They're very smart. They do this in incrementalism. And it's on a need-to-know basis. They just don't go around bragging about what they're doing. You have to actually study the enemy to see their plans in motion. You know, and then we got the reports back that all the tea parties where people were speaking out against the bailouts and the overspending and everything else in government, where the media were trying to spin it as them people were all racist because anyone who speaks out against the government now is racist because Obama's in there. You know, and he's the first black president. But if you actually really look at exactly how much blood is in Obama, it's not even enough that if it was Native American blood, he would be able to be classified as a Native American to get the benefits from the federal government. So he doesn't even have enough African American blood in him. I mean, if you're going to base that, then Abraham Lincoln was the first black president because he had black blood in him. But anyway, I mean, there's still the question of he hasn't provided a birth certificate, a legal birth certificate. So we're going to see that. There's a deadline coming up in January 2010 for that. We're going to have to see what unfolds with that. But because, he was escalated as the first black president, you can't say a word against the administration's policy without being branded a racist. Just like you can't say anything about Zionism or talk about Jewish bankers without being labeled a anti-Semite. I mean, it's just total double speak, double think. It's a George Orwell world. You had Janine Garofalo on there saying, oh, we're just all a bunch of redneck racists at these parties. It was just, it's just incredible. I did a special report about that. We also seen YouTube take down a lot of truth sites, and then there was a big outcry about that, and they had to restore them. So, you know, take a look at the victories. You know, like another member at 12160.org says, they're very small. But we do have them, and we must, you know, continue to fight, because we do slow down their agenda. And when YouTube attacked us, we attack back. We fight back. You know, and we're lucky that we do have some of the, just a small handful of members in Congress that speak out against the New World Order. You know, Dennis Kucinich, Ron Paul, everybody has their own faults and their own things that not everybody agrees on. I mean, we're a very diverse global community. It's, we can't possibly agree on everything, but we can agree that the most that we're in the fight for our lives here, a fight for humanity, and we must stand together, unified, because there is strength in numbers. That is the key to defeating the New World Order. They know it's their weakness. We know it's their weakness. We got to let everybody else know. So we've seen free speech coming under attack every which way you can. Hate crime laws. Cyberbullying acts. We've seen the banking cartel running wild. The continuation of the plan for global population reduction. And like I said, we've seen this stuff sprayed all over the world, these chemtrails. And they're continuing with that, unquestioned, unapproved, unregulated. And that's just incredible. We're seeing all kinds of new internet laws. They're really cracking down on the internet. They're moving forward to that. We'll continue to see more attacks on the internet in 2010. You know, as they set up internet to more cybersecurity. You know, and, you know, part of them setting up with this continued fear campaign with the swine flu and everything is they're actually coming out with edible vaccines. You know, so that the kids don't have to take a shot. You can just give them a little Flintstone vitamin. I thought that was pretty interesting piece of news. As we headed into the summer, we are all terrorists now, says Department of Defense training manual. We've seen a bunch of CIA mind control manipulation. H.R. 1207 still gaining support. It's now sitting in committee, and that's to audit the Federal Reserve. And we've seen these bills sit in committee for a long time, but at least it made it to committee. Another, brought great awareness to the Federal Reserve, too. Even if this doesn't get anywhere, this H-1207, Ron Paul's bill. You know, and even though Ron Paul didn't get elected president, we have brought, through Ron Paul and his campaign for liberty, great awareness to the Federal Reserve, great awareness to a lot of other issues, too, that are pertinent to our society. So, you know, we must continue to support Ron Paul and all the others that are fighting to get in at the local level. And again, you know, we have David Gay again running here under the Ron Paul platform for Congress, and it's important to all of us get behind that campaign here locally and find out what's going on in your area. And if nothing's going on, don't sit around and wait for something to happen, because maybe it's you. Maybe it's your calling. Maybe it's you to start trying to get out there and find other people with a like mind and start taking some kind of action. Even if it's just meeting at a coffee shop somewhere and discussing, you know, the situation in your local areas. So we throughout the year, we continued to see them pushing this mindset for national servitude. Everyone's going to have to volunteer. It's going to get to the point where everyone's going to have to serve in the military at some point if this 100-year war on terror continues, which is another thing that we have to expose and let the people know is a fraud. And by doing that, we need to expose 9/11. We can't not let 9/11 go to the wayside because it happened almost a decade ago. That is the actual key, it's the smoking gun that we do have. You know, bringing more awareness to 9/11 and the truth of 9/11 and who was behind 9/11 and who benefited from 9/11 is the key to exposing the fraud of the war on terror. And I want to applaud all the great patriots that are out there exposing this agenda. We've seen continuous reports in 2009 about how bad antidepressants are. We've seen a lot of shootings, school shootings, all kinds of shootings, workplace shootings. We've seen stage shootings. We've seen shootings just from people being on antidepressants and having the economy pulled out from under their feet. We heard earlier in the year Officer Jack McLam warn us that he had some inside information through intelligence that we were going to see an increase in shootings. And we have throughout the year. And that all goes along with them pushing their mindset for gun control. You know, and that is another area where we need to remain vigilant. You know, we cannot let our gun culture be robbed of us. And that's exactly what they're doing. Even myself at one time thought gun control was a good idea when I was younger. And I figured, you know, I just want them all gone. I don't see why we have them at all. And I thought, you know, if we slowly can get rid of them, you know, that's a step forward. But it's not a step forward. It's only a step toward tyranny. And as I started studying the New World Order and these elite, these power elite, and their families' plans for the rest of humanity, I realized what a grave mistake I was into falling into that mindset. You know, and then as the summer progressed, we see more documents surfacing designating Americans as terrorists. We're continuing to see it. And then we started seeing more of a scare of mandatory vaccinations come the fall. And we started to see them pushing their global agenda again through the climate change bill. Total tyranny. Total tyranny. And we continued to see fraud and censorship in the global warming community. The people that are standing up against the propaganda and the false science that Al Gore pushed so hard, while he makes him and his buddies all run off to the bank with these carbon credits. They set up the whole structure. And at the end of the year, we're going to talk about that, what happened in Copenhagen. But throughout the year, we've seen where global warming studies were censored and everything else. We've seen this attack on thought crimes to where now, you know, people are going to be starting to get detained, arrested, just because of what they might do. There was a coup in Honduras. All kinds of CIA interference all around the globe. Total evidence of why John Kennedy, the ex-president, wanted to abolish the CIA and the Federal Reserve and everything else. And that's why they killed him. They continue to run rampant with their torture and everything else. And like I said, they were really pushing this mandatory vaccinations, and they're not done yet. Like I said, they'll be back next year pushing the same kind of stuff. And, you know, and they're not constitutional, and it came into question whether they were constitutional, and they're not constitutional. And I covered all kinds of stuff this year with that agenda. And the gun control agenda was real big. And how Obama continues to shut down 9/11 families in their quest to get the truth out. I mean, there is a war raging outside your windows. And if you are new to this movement or new to this kind of information, you would not believe there's a battle for life itself going on. And if you've just been tuned into the mainstream media and listening to the radio in your car, then you really have been out of touch. I really hate to inform you that, but please start looking at some outside sources, some alternative sources that are not controlled by these globalists. You know, there's attack on our kids. We've seen them, the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts training the kids to not camp anymore, not how to tie a knot or any kind of survival skills, but how to combat terrorism and how to take guns away from returning veterans that might be a domestic threat. Because we're seeing in the numbers, high numbers of Veterans come back within 3 to 5 months, develop serious mental conditions, about 30% of them. And we're seeing a rise in suicides, we're seeing a rise in homicides. So the war is taking its toll, you know, and there really is a war going on over in the Middle East, but it's all based on this lie called the War on Terror, where we're fighting an invisible enemy that we'll never be able to catch, which goes into any country that the propaganda arm deems is necessary. And we've recently seen a perfect example of this when it comes to the Christmas Day bomb threat, the terror threat from out of Detroit. You know, now they're talking about Al-Qaeda in Yemen. We might have to take the war on terror to Yemen. And, you know, and we've seen continuously, not only last year, but all throughout 2009, this demonization of Iran. He's trying to beef up this war with Iran that Israel is pushing for. And, you know, when we see, oh, well, they attacked Iraqi oil fields. And it wasn't even them, you know. They're trying to make false flags there. You know, it's these warmongers, you know. And this is something that we've seen continually through 2009. And that's exactly what we've seen. We've seen the end of Posse Comitatus. We, you know, it's military on our streets everywhere. Checkpoints, mandatory, all kinds of stuff. You know, we're seeing the police taking mandatory blood, mandatory DNA. All over the globe this is happening. A movie came out during the summer called Camp FEMA. Really excellent movie. Do a Google search. You might be able to find it. You might not. I'll tell you a little secret. It is on 12160.org because it truly is not Kansas anymore. So check out that flick. I mean, that really does show a lot of good information about how they are setting up martial law. All the pretexts are here to crack down on the American people using, you know, FEMA, the United States Police. And speaking of the United States Police, we've seen the American police force invade Montana this year. And in Harding, Montana, an offshoot of Blackwater, a private security force, was going to get a contract to take over a prison up there. And they showed up in town in Mercedes-Benz saying, "Harding Police," when Harding doesn't even have a police station. And the neighborhood, the community said they didn't even have a crime problem. Why? They didn't even understand why they were going to build a training facility and have these people come in and take over their prison. Well, again, here's another victory for us. We screamed and yelled about it at the top of our lungs. And they backed off. And they ran him out of Harding, Montana. And the guy was exposed for the fraud that he is. He's a convicted felon. He's wanted for questioning felonies. And again, another victory for the truth movement. Like I said, we're not going to overthrow everything tomorrow and have some kind of, you know, magical thing happen overnight. But we can back them off piece by piece, one by one. And I want to tip my hat to everybody in the InfoWar that helped out this year getting the information out about that American invasion. That police, you know, this is people, private contractors, that could put foreign employees on your streets to patrol you. And they had that community that is economically struggling almost bought into the, you know, that it would help their community economically. And we got to watch these guys. You know, we got to watch them. They showed up in Pittsburgh announcing their New World Order police state. They not only set up the structure for world government, and we're announcing that all over the place. World currency, everything, that's their plan. That's what they're setting up, the decline of the dollar. You know, throughout the whole year, we heard report after report about the dollar crashing and that it's only a matter of time. And so not only did that, but they unleashed sound weapons, long-range acoustic devices, LRADs, on the American people in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in September, the end of September of this year. total madness. Total madness. Now, these are sound weapons that they use in Iraq on foreign enemies. They used them on the American people. You could check out the YouTube videos. You can go to my channel and check out the one I put up. Okay? Not only do these things cause permanent hearing damage, it's totally unconstitutional. And you should have seen the police state thugs dressed up in their black uniforms, banging their shields, using intimidation techniques on the American people for no reason at all, protecting their global tyrannous, their dictators, the power elite. And that's what I'm saying. The only way that they're going to get away with it, you know, and why, you know, question it. Why are the people out there protesting? Because we're hip to what they're doing. They're setting up global dictatorship. They want us dead. They're involved in crimes against humanity. They're total criminals. They're totally illegitimate. And the more that the police continue, you know, to carry out orders, you know, and the thing is, they ignored us. But even though that they ignored us, we called them. I know I called the Pittsburgh chief and I told him to pull off his police state, knock it off. I forget exactly what I said, but, and I'm not the only one. I know thousands of other people did too. So we got to continue to call our Congress and our senators, even though that they're total New World Order minions, it doesn't matter. Let them know the natives are restless. Okay? Even if they ignore us, it doesn't matter if they listen to us, they continue on with their agenda. Let them phones ring. Let them faxes ring. Show up at them town halls. Show up at them tea parties. Call them police stations when they're out of control. And we just got to keep letting them know that we are here and we are not going to let them get away with their total disregard for humanity and our constitution and our way of life. We've had enough. Let them know the natives are restless. That's the one thing that we can do. There's strength in numbers. There's power in numbers. Believe it or not, it does help. It helps back them off. Call them. You don't like them pushing their agendas through, call them and let them know. You know, and that's exactly what happened with the American police force. They backed off. You know? But after Pittsburgh and they unleashed them sound weapons in Pittsburgh as a beta test, since the national media didn't really pick up on it or anything, DHS, Department of Homeland Security, did send out funds to put LRADs on U.S. streets all over the country. So we're going to start seeing these things show up at protests around the country in 2010. Just to let you know, so we really do need to work on some kind of technology to where we can find some kind of ear devices, earplugs or something to combat these sound machines. We have to do something to stand up to them. We can't just let them walk all over our Constitution, our freedoms, our right to assembly. You know, and more all throughout the year, world currency, setting up globalism. I mean, if you don't think they're doing it, really, really, you better get over to HarryThomas.info and check out some of the links I got over there. I mean, that is the entry to the rabbit hole if you've got the guts enough to jump into it. And we kept exposing these vaccines, and we're going to continue to expose the fraud. You know, we're going to continue to expose that their false printing of money and inflation and all this other stuff. They're just waiting for the right time, you know. The right time for them to unleash their global currency, and they're setting up that global tax in the form of the Copenhagen Treaty, where you're going to be paying these carbon derivatives rate. They're going to be printing fiat right out of the World Bank, the IMF. It's incredible, incredible. And we've seen the PSYOP come out of London. Web page, a slideshow called Blackjack, which predicted a North American Union and stuff after a series of nuclear bomb attacks. You can check out the YouTube video that I did for that. I want to thank this band Poker Face that I met over on MySpace. Thank you for letting me allowing me to use your music for my videos and stuff. And this is very good music. It's anti-New World Order. You can find that at pokerface.com, a great bunch of guys. And I want to wish you guys a happy New Year, too, and all my other friends over on MySpace. We had the report come out from 29 engineers that only explosives can explain 9/11 World Trade Center destruction. And they did find super nano thermite in the rubble. We do know that there was explosive planted in the building and that the towers 1, 2, and World Trade Center 7, which was not hit by a plane, came down in almost free-form speed with the use of explosive devices and thermite. And that explains why the thermal spots were so hot for so many weeks after 9/11. Jet fuel does not explain this. Terrorists in a cave in Afghanistan does not explain this. NORAD stood down on orders of Dick Cheney. We need to expose 9/11. And there was stuff coming out exposing them. You know, and like I said, you know, Harry Thomas Show has also expanded over onto the 12160.org network. I was able to catch up with a freelance writer named Vincent L. Grisco over there. We sat down for an hour and 20 minutes and discussed war and the movement. And he writes a whole bunch of good articles all over the web. He's also a very valued member at 12160.org. And it is time for us over there to start networking together and pulling our resources together and our knowledge together on different subjects so that we can fight it. Because, like Mr. Grisco said, we're being rabid punched in every direction, okay? And that's why I got this Life on the Outside together, because any of you familiar with my weekly news show knows that, you know, it's basically a up-to-date news show documenting the progress of a push for a world government. And this news show, Life on the Outside, is a presentation, a video presentation on topics specifically which might not come up on a weekly basis. The most recent one is a presentation on war. The week before that was global warming, chemtrails. The week before that, government-sponsored terrorism. The week before that, and the debut was about mind control and secret societies. And in my opinion, one of the best presentations that I think I've been able to do, especially with this new format. It's very exciting to be able to do something a little different. Also, there's fearlessbroadcasting.info. There's a podcast over there with all different kinds of shows, different kinds of outlooks. There's Fearless Broadcasting News, a short little anti-news New World Order update show. We got open discussions, all kinds of stuff, and that is moving forward. And I invite everybody to join Fearless Broadcasting, because it's very important for all of us to get our voices heard out there. So, like I said, you know, it's been a very rough year. You know, we've seen pushes for gun control, propaganda, mind control, hate crime bills, pandemic threats, fear everywhere you look, healthcare and climate bills that are frauds, total media and corporate corruption. We've seen new different kinds of outbreaks like this weird flu in the Ukraine. We've seen these weird spirals in the sky in Norway. We've seen a pyramid shape in Moscow, in the Kremlin, which probably was a holographic image of some kind. But we see all these psyops going on. We see in Hollywood all these alien invasions and aliens everywhere, and it's just really incredible. It's a really, really important part of history of America, in human history, because we really are in a fight for our lives here. We have a corrupt, out of control, elite, inbred families that literally own us and own the world, that think of us as slaves, and not only that, that there's way too many of us on the planet, and they need to wipe us out. But as we're going into 2010, we've got a lot of good things going on. Our movement is growing. The truth movement itself is starting to break into the mainstream. We've got shows like Jesse Ventura's Conspiracy Theory putting out some very good information on cable TV now in the United States on the True Network. And we got to support this kind of stuff. And that does show that we're moving forward. We've seen examples, you know, and it's impossible to cover everything, but we've seen examples of this year, some of the small victories that we've made. And we've got a lot of hard work to go ahead of us, but at least we're heading in the right direction. I believe that we have momentum on our side. And the more and more that this information is getting out to people, and more people that are participating in circulating the truth, the more we're going to see our movement grow. We're going to see our voices heard. We're going to hear them more. And that's very important, because that's really the only chance that I believe that we have. I don't believe that a violent revolution would do any good. It would only do harm. It would only do harm to us, because they outweapon us. They have the weapons. They have the technology. We don't. The only thing that we have on our side is the truth and the facts. And that's weapon enough. You know, we got integrity on our side. And that's worth more than any tank or any bomb that or any virus that they can unleash on us. I do want to talk about another thing that I haven't really, I honestly haven't had enough time to look into thoroughly enough yet, but from what I see, it seems very promising. And that's this stuff that's coming out from some very well-known patriots and some people that I respect myself that have jumped on board of that, and that's Gary Franchi that took over Alan Russo's Republic magazine and Republic movement there, Restore the Republic. This is the Articles of Freedom. And apparently there was a Continental Congress in 2009. A lot of information. And what that is all about, it seems to be to hold accountable the people who have taken these oaths to the Constitution. A restoration of the Constitution, in a sense. And like I said, this is something. Do a Google search, Articles of Freedom, Continental Congress 2009. There's a lot of information that happened at this Continental Congress, and I'm going to look more into it myself and hopefully be able to put out some kind of report in the future about it. But that looks very promising. I mean, from everything that I've seen, and I do trust a lot of the people that are on board with it, so it is something that's worth looking into. It's something that is very exciting for 2010. And if it works out the way that it seems, if everybody does get on board of this, there might be another victory for us in 2010. But yeah, we've got a lot of stuff coming up. We got to stop this Copenhagen Treaty. We got to stop this cap and trade stuff from going through. We got to expose global warming for the fraud that is. And in 2009, with the ClimateGate emails that came out, you know, we have a lot of help with that, because what happened is they found out that these scientists on, and now it can be totally proven that these scientists on the International Panel for Climate Change out of the UN fudged the numbers. Yes, they invented data. They got rid of data. They manipulated the data. Just like we had been saying all along, it doesn't ride with any kind of independent studies. Now we see the facts as they are. We see them setting up the global structure at Copenhagen, even though that they say, well, Russia and China and other countries walked out, other countries from Africa, and they didn't get a formal treaty. The U.S. has said that they are all on board with it. Hillary Clinton pledged $100 billion of our money, part of which she says is going to come from cap and trade, which hasn't even passed yet. So how arrogant are these people who we call our leaders? But we're going to keep an eye on them. We're going to continue to fight this war that is on for our minds. I mean, it is true. We are in an informational war. We are on the front lines right there. And you can join us, too, on the largest independent anti-New World Order social site on the planet, 12160.org. And don't forget to check out Fearless Broadcasting. You can always find me at harrythomas.info. I look forward to standing with all my fellow patriots in this fight against the New World Order. Happy New Year, and may peace and safety be with you always. together, we will make a difference.